Unit 4.5. Exercise 3, page 108.
Environmental news.
Last Saturday, a group of teenagers were seen doing their part to save the environment. Early in the morning, 20 students from St. Mark's Secondary School in Granton set off by bus and headed for Brampton Forest, the forest that was partly destroyed in last year's dreadful fire. Armed with small shovels and buckets of pine saplings, these teens showed how much they care about the future of their planet. At final count, they managed to plant over 2,000 trees. We should all be proud of these hard-working young people.
The next time you go to your local supermarket, take a minute to look and see if there is something different about it. The local council, supported by a government grant, has installed 10 recycling machines in supermarkets in the area. The machines only work with returnable bottles, and when one is deposited in the machine, the depositor receives 10 pence for their effort. It is hoped that where concern for the environment has not persuaded people to recycle, money might.
22-year-old Rowan Peters was sentenced to 6 months in prison yesterday at Carlisle Crown Court. Found guilty of an act of arson that resulted in the destruction of over 1,000 hectares of valuable woodland, Peters continued to proclaim his innocence. To most people gathered outside the court, Peters' sentence was far too light and really counted as no more than a slap on the wrist for such an irresponsible and dangerous act.
Clydesdale Mews in the west of the city is sparkling this morning after a massive weekend clean-up by locals. Sick and tired of the rubbish littering their streets and parks, the people of the area, many of whom have lived there their whole lives, decided to get together to do something about it once and for all. Old and young alike turned out to participate in the clean-up. When asked about it, Mr. Klein, an elderly resident, said,
"Now, that's the stuff. We have always loved the area, and after this weekend, we have even more reason to do so. Everywhere is as neat as a pin, just like in the old days."
Scientists have announced that a type of West African monkey, Miss Waldron's red colobus, has probably become extinct. This large monkey is the first primate to vanish since the 19th century. Despite a series of searches conducted by anthropologists over a six-year period, no evidence of even one remaining monkey was found. Wildlife experts were unsurprised, as the last confirmed sighting of a Miss Waldron's red colobus was over 20 years ago, and it was listed as endangered back in 1988.
A hurricane ripped through areas of Florida yesterday, causing millions of dollars worth of damage. Homeowners in the state complained to the media that the local meteorological office and weather stations had given them little time to prepare for the hurricane. An expert on climate change, Stan Wren, issued a harsh warning. Yesterday's hurricane was not simply a force of nature, but a product of man's continuing disrespect for the environment, and we should expect more surprises in the future.
Concerned conservationists rushed to the mouth of St. Stephen's River after receiving reports that a young whale had beached itself. The desperate situation took a turn for the better when the water level began to rise, and the whale freed itself with the help of onlookers and to deeper water. Once its sense of direction had returned, it turned and headed back out to sea. It seems that sometimes sonar signals from boats can confuse whales, and they become separated from their pod or family group.